Welcome back to Prophecy Today. Jimmy DeYoung here at Broadcast Central, as we've said. Right after we go to Mullins, South Carolina, First Baptist Church, Robbie Baxley is the pastor there, wanting each and every one of you in that listening area to join us as we have a two-day prophecy conference, all day Sunday and then Monday evening. That's the Mullins First Baptist Church in Mullins, South Carolina. Now let's go to Dave Dolan. As we promised, he's the man who's going to give us our Middle East news update. And David, Iran's Salami, who replaced Soleimani when he was taken out by a American ops operation, special ops forces, and he is warning now that Israel is now in range of any and every Iranian attack. In other words, a threat. Hey, Israel, we can get you wherever you are, so be prepared.
Well, that's just the latest, as you say, in a series of these sorts of statements coming for some years now from Iran, that Israel will be totally wiped out, her cities will be destroyed, the Jews will be driven out of the Middle East, etc. And this, though, comes as we have new photos this week that the Iranians published of their latest missile, Jimmy, and this one has the Israelis the most worried of all. It's the Sajil medium-range rocket. It's designed to carry nuclear warheads. It was shown, as I said, on Iranian media this week. It's about 60 feet tall. It can reach about 1,500 miles to 2,000 miles, which is well within range of Israel. It's powered by solid fuel, but the most important difference between it and the earlier Shihab series of rockets that the Iranians have produced is that it can be launched at an angle. It doesn't have to be standing upright like the others do to be launched, meaning it can be launched from underground bunkers sideways and come out of them. So there would be no satellite warning beforehand that such a rocket was being set up or prepared for launch, as Israel can now today do with the more conventional rockets. But yes, they have them in Iran. Of course, we've talked about Lebanon being covered with them, Hezbollah having maybe up to 160,000. We hear different assessments of that, but many rockets, and of course in recent years they've been putting on these GPS devices to make them precision-guided rockets that can hit a precise target from hundreds of miles away. We know that they're supplying rockets into Gaza still, and yes, into Yemen, the Houthi rebels. The U.S. has intercepted recently some more shipments. I think they said 8 or 9 shipments over the past year have been intercepted, but many don't get intercepted and do get through. So these are grave threats to Israel, and they're watching it real closely, but of course, they're not just sitting and watching. They're preparing their responses, and we talked about the new laser anti-missile system that Israel announced a few weeks ago they're working on that will hopefully be able to increase their deterrence and increase their ability to take out any rockets that are fired at it. We have the Iron Dome and David Sling and several other systems already existing to do that, but a very difficult situation for Israel sitting with this large enemy, Iran, not just to its east, but arming these other forces all around it, including, of course, in Syria and Iraq.
And, David, that is mentioning the threat out of the north for the Jewish state of Israel. Meanwhile, the defense minister, Naftali Bennett, says the way to stop any activities from Hamas out of the Gaza Strip is to focus on Iran and Syria. Now, this is a way that he suggests you might be able to take care of the threat in the South as well.
Well, Jimmy, really today with the announcement of President Trump's deal of the century peace plan that was publicly backed by several of the Gulf State Arab countries, as you know, and Qatar in particular, but others, United Arab Emirates and others, that Egypt is backing and that Saudi Arabia is quietly backing, it means that the Palestinians really don't have any regional allies anymore that might just jump into a battle on their behalf eagerly, apart from one, and that is Iran. Iran, a non-Arab country, Persian background. Their language is totally different to Farsi from Arabic. but they're Muslims, and they have, you know, picked up that mantle of being the Palestinians' main defender and main provider of weapons and main provider of financial aid to upgrade their weapons systems. So Bennett is right. If Iran is dealt with, the whole situation in the region will be dramatically different and presumably dramatically better for Israel. But, of course, in any major war, they could suffer great losses, and they're quite aware of that, and they're not looking for war. Like I've said so many times, they didn't invite Iran to come and set up these militias all around and arm everyone and do all of this, but it's what's happened and is happening, and the Israelis one day will have to deal with it. And as I said about a month ago, Jimmy, the Prime Minister indicating that after the election in Israel on March 2nd, the window will open up for Israel to deal with Iran, because they are now on a nuclear breakout where it would just take several months possibly for them to have a nuclear bomb to put on this new Sigil medium-range rocket that they displayed and hit Israel with nuclear weapons. The Prime Minister said that's never going to happen. President Trump has said the same thing, and I think we're going to see some preemptive action if we don't have a clash that just develops before that.
David, you mentioned the Trump peace plan. The nation of Jordan across the Jordan River there and extending the entire eastern border of the state of Israel, Jordan is saying they're still standing firm against the Trump peace plan, in spite of the fact that it may risk ties that they have with the United States. They're concerned. They don't want this Trump peace plan.
No, they don't. And the one predictable element of it was that it was going to be opposed by the Palestinians. And Jordan, as you've pointed out, a majority of their citizens are of Palestinian origin. They consider themselves the protector of the Palestinians officially, and certainly of the Temple Mount and the holy sites, which is legally the case. They are the custodians of that in place of the Palestinians, as it were. And it means annexation of the Jordan Valley. The Prime Minister actually was south of Jerusalem in Har Homa. I think you've been there near Bethlehem, a southern Jewish community between Jerusalem and Bethlehem. And he pointed out that it has now close to 40,000 residents, that it's a major city in Israel. And that was very controversial when that was built by him, actually, in his first term in the 90s that was started. But he announced that 4,000 more homes are going to be built in Judea and Samaria, and especially they're going to build a new community called Givat Hamatos, and that's going to be right in the area next to Har Homa with about 3,000 homes and maybe 12,000 residents. And he also announced 1,000 new homes for Palestinians in the Arab village of Beit Safafa. That's in East Jerusalem, because they're needing more homes. So it was a new homes for Jews and new homes for Palestinians. But Palestinians don't want to see any new Jewish homes there at all, certainly not a new Jewish community. This would be the first brand-new community, Jimmy, in many years, actually, if it is built. And so they're very much opposed to that, and Jordan is screaming about that as well.
Yeah, I was actually a journalist on the ground there in Jerusalem when they took the shovel and broke the ground for that project there at Har Homa. And the British foreign minister was there. He was denouncing the whole thing at the same time. Now, you were talking about this. Is this a political move by Netanyahu in light of the upcoming elections? Or is this just simply an endeavor to completely circle, center Jerusalem with people that are Jewish instead of Arab?
Well, as he pointed out, this plan has been in existence for nearly 10 years. It was earlier approved by the cabinet and that, but it just never got implemented. And yes, his policy is very clearly to surround Jerusalem with Jewish residents as much as possible. It is, as after all, Israel's capital city and the Jewish heartland, really, in the world is Jerusalem with the Temple Mount at its center. But he certainly knows that elections are coming up on March 2nd, and this will certainly be a popular move with the Likud voters and the other right-wing parties that support him. So the timing is probably not coincidental. But on the other hand, this has been a plan, as I say, in the works for some time. And after the announcement of the president's plan, he feels a freer hand, apparently, to do some of these things, to release some of these projects that were already in the planning stages, and that's what's happening. And it will help him out probably politically, but we'll still see whether he remains as prime minister or not. Still very much an open question.
Absolutely. It's still very much open. And you and I will spend some time talking about that upcoming elections next time we get together here on Prophecy Today. David, thank you so very much for your Middle East news update. Always appreciate it, and we certainly need it as we look at the end time scenario found in God's Word. Talk to you next week, buddy.
Will do, Jimmy. God bless.
Going to take a break when we come back. Winky Madad standing by. There were two United States congressmen, one of them you know pretty well, Jim Jordan. They were in Israel this week. Winky will give us that report. It's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.